Phil and Murphy in the morning. Phil Williams, Frank Murphy, David Henley, and Dr. William Bass is here. How many bodies over there at one time do you have?
At any given time, there's somewhere between 20 and about 40.
20 and 40 dead bodies. They're in trunks of cars, half in and half out. They're on the ground. They're in various states of decay.
That's correct.
So that you can study what happens.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I've got an obvious question for Dr. Bass. What are your funeral plans for after you're gone? Are you going to the farm?
I think it's a good question.
Let me tell you, it's something I think I ought to ask my children. I have three sons, and mm-hmm. I think I ought to ask them. I think I should ask them, do they want to come visit Dad in the cemetery, or do they want to come visit Dad in a box in the anthropology department?
Or a nice urn on the mantle.
Okay.
Are you opposed to cremation?
I can see it's a very efficient means, but being a forensic anthropologist, you don't want to burn up all the evidence.
Our guest is Dr. William Bass. We're going to talk to him about the body farm.
So excited to have Dr. Bass here.
No question about it. It's the river. Good morning.
Hey, Dr. Bass, which is the hardest type of death to identify?
That would be a difficult one. I think suicides are probably the hardest in it. Many times you don't know whether it was suicide or whether it was planned by somebody else.
Dr. Bass, I've heard about murders that were faked to look like suicides. Does it ever happen the other way around? Is ever a suicide victim who is mad at somebody fake it to make it look like they were murdered?
Yes. You could answer yes to almost anything when it comes to a death with somebody trying to fake something.
Yeah. Amazing. So,
basically, if somebody was going to kill somebody, the best way to do it...
We're not giving out advice to killers. Hang on.